This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, my goodness, the Boy Scouts are no more. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I was a Boy Scout for a little while. I couldn't do it because we lived so far out in the country. And we had so many chores and other things that had to get done that my grandparents couldn't take me all the time to the, you know, to the scout stuff. Not to mention, we weren't exactly flush with cash. And everything you got to buy, you know, little merit badges and all these different things. And it just got to the point where I was like, whatever. And then I'll be honest with you. I didn't want to put in the work. I mean, had I gone consistently and watched the kids get their ranking, it's kind of like martial arts. You know, once I got involved in it and, you know, they said, okay, Kevin, you're a white belt and you get your yellow belt and your orange belt and your green belt, your blue belt, your brown belt, your black belt and all the different little things that, you know, came along the way, I could see the progress. Had I been consistent with the Boy Scouts, I think I would have been an Eagle Scout. I love it. I still try to learn how to tie knots all the time. I think it's a cool thing to know how knots tie and why. It could save your life. You ever heard of a dead man's knot? They use it for mountain climbing. I know it sounds crazy, but they do. So anyway, long story short, I like the Scouts. I wanted to be a part of it. There were Boy Scouts and there were Girl Scouts. And, you know, I can understand the reason for not mixing them necessarily. You know, little boys, we behave differently than girls. I mean, we just do. And I'm saying we're all kids. We can play together. But there was nothing wrong with the separation of genders. It wasn't, you know, like we were practicing Sharia or something. It was just that girls had different issues than boys to some degree. They could all learn, you know, survival skills and things like this. But let boys develop in their own way and girls develop in their own way. But no, we can't do that anymore. Now, we've got Girl Scouts. Here's what's really funny. Girls can join the Boy Scouts, but I don't know if boys can join the Girl Scouts. And I'm sure some kid is going to want to join. Some little boy is going to say, well, then why can't I join the Girl Scouts? And I would say, why wouldn't you just join the Boy Scouts? And, of course, some parent's going to go, because he doesn't feel like he's a boy. He's a girl trapped in a boy's body, and vice versa. Okay, well then, why didn't we just do Scouts from the beginning? Right? And if we're going to go this route, and it's just my opinion, why do we have girl bathrooms and boys' bathrooms, men's and women's? Why do we have girls' sports and boys' sports? I mean, if we're asking the question, let's take it all the way, right? If why is there a WNBA? Any leftist women listening to my show, do you care to answer why is there a WNBA? Why is there a women's softball, league in college or whatever, and not men? Why don't women play any NBA or play in the NFL? Or why is there women's and men's track teams? I'm about to answer. I want to give the leftist women a little time to get their thoughts together on this subject. KJRadio.com, and you can call the show at 844-551-8255. Let me tell you why they had that prop that let girls' sports come into play so they would force funding for girls' sports in colleges and universities. It's because nobody cares about them. With very little exception, does anybody care? Let me tell you what exactly would happen with the Williams sisters, who are superstars in the world of tennis. Had they been forced to play with men, you would not know their names. That's a fact. Give me your track athlete, Flo Jo, Florence Griffith Joyner, fastest woman on the planet, remains that, she, God rest her soul, a beautiful lady who died. She ran a 9.7 or something. I mean, I'm sorry, 10.79, whatever. She was the fastest woman on the planet. Undoubtedly. Just blew away the records. Wouldn't even finish in the back of the pack of men. There you have it. What do you want? Women in the NBA, do you think that a woman would not want to play in the NBA and get that fat check versus that pittance of a check that they get from the WNBA? But you know why there's a WNBA? Because not a single woman, as good as those women are, could make the NBA. Not one. That's why. You want to know why Ronda Rousey became a household name at a point in the UFC? Because they would not let her fight men. So much for the women's movement. So much for the women's movement that has separated itself out, dominated in the sense of saying, we want our own stuff, so nobody has to care. All they've done is showcase just how, quite frankly, ineffective they are in many of the areas that they claim they want to be the best at. Now, what about accounting? What about doctors? Do they go, hey, we've got the doctors, you know, the women's doctors in our hospitals, and we have the men's doctors in our hospitals? Or do they just have doctors? When you go to the hospital, the doctor that comes into your room is your doctor. Black, white, you know, female, male, doesn't matter. That's your doctor. And unless you have the coin and you go, no, 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 I want that white male that went to Johns Hopkins, right? You get who you get. And I don't know many people complaining about it. So here's my point. The women are part of society. They're intermingled in society in this way. But there are points of separation where women want to be separate because they want their rights. But if a man has it, if it's the Boy Scouts, they go after it. I'll tell you this. I don't know a true boy on the planet who would have wanted to join the Girl Scouts. And had it not been from some leftist starting the problem of it, I don't believe anybody would have complained that there are Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. It isn't as if there's not an alternative for the girls. It's the same issue with sports. Before, the big issue was, well, there aren't female sports. We need more sports. Okay, now you got them. Have at it. But with the Boy Scouts, it's like, oh, well, we have nowhere to go. Sure you do. You have the Girl Scouts. So when you think about that, what you have to ask yourself this. What's the motivation? Why is it that girls want to infiltrate a boy's thing? It's very simple. Just to break it up. Just because it's there. It's a toy that boys get to play with, and the girls have an identical toy, but they go, let's break the boy's toy. Why? Because that's what leftism does. It breaks stuff. It doesn't try to put anything together.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my goodness, we got some good news. 534-94, Broward Sheriff Office Deputies Association voted against the guy, what's his name, Scott? The Sheriff Scott Israel. No confidence in Scott Israel. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And rightfully so. I talked about this guy the other day. Maybe I gave this statistic, but 534-94, his own Broward Sheriff's Office Deputies Association Union President Jeff Bell said this: he fails to listen to the membership and he wants to blame everybody else for his problems. Yep. So this is the guy who watched the school get shot up, gave us all kinds of who shot John, and didn't do anything to protect these kids. And now we find ourselves in a different, a precarious situation otherwise. Anyway, there was bigger news coming out of Florida that people aren't even aware of. Huge news. This was tweeted by a kid. His name is Scott Pressler. And he tweeted, he says, "Republicans are fired up in Florida. We won HD 39, that's House District 39, 60-40. We almost flipped House District 114 from blue to red, and we overperformed the 2016 presidential election by 9.87%. What's he talking about? He's talking about a Republican district that held its own, but held it at a higher rate than it did before. But this flipping of HD 114 almost happening is a bigger deal. See, the Democrats pour money into races for these what they call moral victories. And they got, I don't know what the deal was, like the one in Arizona, and of course they flipped Pennsylvania temporarily. It'll come back in the next election cycle. Trust me on this. But they keep saying, oh, we got a moral victory. Remember the race in Georgia where they got a guy to run and they put millions of dollars in and they said, we got a moral victory. Well, the Republicans got a bigger moral victory. And I dare you to Google HD 39 Florida election, special election. Tell me what you find. Google it. You know what comes up? HD 114. The Democrats won. And they present it as if the Democrats, we did such a great job. Here's what they said right here. I'll read it to you. In Florida's special election before the November midterms, Democrats once again took a swing district into the nation's largest swing state. Outspent but not outmaneuvered, Democrat Javier Fernandez took Florida's 114th House district Tuesday, keeping the purple Miami-Dade seat in the fold for the state's surging minority party. He beat Republican Andrew Vargas by roughly 4 points, 51-47%, with all votes counted. Independent candidate Liz de la Cuevas netted an estimated 2.5% of the vote. Now let's talk about the independent candidate. The independent candidate, I don't know much about this race, but I'm going to speculate. She was funded by the Democrats. Keep those votes away from the Republican. But here's what they won't tell you about this race. Because I decided I wanted to go look up and find out, what are the details here? You know, they called it a purple district. How purple was it? Well, just to put it in perspective, Hillary Clinton won in that particular district 55% to Trump's 41%. A 14% differential. That's not purple. That's blue. That was a solidly blue district that voted for Hillary Clinton under the terms, just beating down Trump with the media and all that. But for whatever reason, knowing everything they knew about Hillary Clinton, they still overwhelmingly supported her. In other words, I don't even know what Barack Obama got there. It's probably 25-point victory. Because Hillary's not even popular. And she beat Trump in that district by 14 points. Now, going back to the tweet that Scott had, he said, we overperformed the 2016 presidential election almost by 10%. What he's saying is, losing by only 4% tells you how big of a swing in a district that overwhelmingly supported Hillary Clinton. It went from a 14-point lead to a 4-point lead in a year and a half. For this special election, the HD 39, which you cannot find any information on, they crushed it. So what's funny to me is that all the Democrats' exuberance about what they're going to do and the way they talk about this story, outspent but not outmaneuvered, Democrat Javier Fernandez took Florida's 114th House district, keeping the purple Miami-Dade seat in the fold for the state's surging minority party. They just got caught up, you know, in other words, the race is being run. It's in the final stretch, and it looks like the winner's got a comfortable lead, and you see the second place guy just making up ground like nothing. Now, they still won the race, but to call this a surging, you want to know who's surging? The Republicans. That's who's surging. Take out the independent vote. The Republicans put a little bit more money into that, which, by the way, I don't know how much money was spent. They said outspent but not outmaneuvered. I could have looked at it. Maybe we should look it up to see how much money was spent. I doubt that the Democrat in that location was outspent. I really do. The Democrats have to hold on to some of these seats. They cannot lose this. By the way, this wasn't a Republican seat that we lost. This was a Democrat seat that they were trying to hold on to and almost got caught. and you can't, you won't find a negative. If, let me put it this way. If the Republicans had won by 14 points for Trump and then only won by four, that you'd be talking about moral victories and look at the surge we have and all that. They will not talk about that. And the second thing is, you can't find the win that the Republicans had in their special election where in House District 39 where they crushed it. It isn't even close. And I don't know what the what that House District won by in 2016, but my suspicion is Trump won it handily. But, okay, report that. Tell us Trump won it by 18, it went to 20 points. Or Trump won it by 25 and it dropped down by 2 points or 5 points. They're not going to tell you that. And I suspect it's because that district did better. And what that forebodes, if you really put it into the macrocosm of politics, it's telling you Florida is shifting to Trump. That's what it's saying. Now, they're going to tell you, oh, no, it's up for grabs and all these other things. The only way that that a Republican loses in practically around the country, the only way Republicans lose is through gerrymandering of districts. If they played it straight, Republicans would dominate Congress. Remember what they told you about the race with Trump going in. The Democrats already have a statistical electoral advantage. Every race. In 2020, it'll be the same. And we're going to kick their butts because the sanity of the people that they discount kicks in. And that's what happened in Florida. And the Democrats, they know what's going on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you heard the term wifey? Well, there was an analysis of this term, and they say, this was an article in the Washington Post where they say it is a sexist and infantilizing term. When can we finally get rid of it? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. And here's what the article says. I learned about the Freudian model of the Madonna-whore dichotomy. Around the same time I first heard the term wifey, I was in college, and some chiseled frat bro used it to describe his ideal future bride. Suddenly, I understood how quickly men place women into one of two categories, the virginal Madonna, wifey, or the filthy, and I won't say the word again, but prostitute, who's not suitable for marriage. I knew right then I was not a wifey, which left, well, just one other option. That was 20 years ago. Since then, the definition of what it means to be a wife has changed. Same-sex marriage is legal across the country, giving us more examples of what being a spouse looks like. At the same time, marriage rates have dropped, so more women see futures for themselves where being a wife isn't their only option. Yet the, and I'm reading this, the slutter wife stereotype remains. I completely disagree with this. This is what we call the either-or argument. You're either this or you're that. That's just blatantly not true. There are women who are in relationships where they don't, you know, it's a casual relationship where they aren't quite sure who they are. Maybe their mate isn't quite sure who he is. But they want to spend time together, and you have those types of relationships. And it doesn't make anybody bad. Don't misunderstand me. If you're, you know, really grounded in spirituality and you say, guys, we shouldn't, you know, no sex before marriage and all that, that's a whole other issue. But I'm saying in the relationship spectrum, and certainly in the spectrum of women, to say that, well, you go all the way from the left, which is the being the most, you know, promiscuous woman on the planet, and being on the right to being the most, you know, wife-like creature on the planet, and there's nothing in between. That's ridiculous. But let me tell you what this is, what this says about the writer. The writer sees it that way because that's how she really feels. She's revealing her inner self that nobody wants me as a wife, so I'm behaving like the other, and now I want to rationalize that, you know, that's the only choice that I have. No, you have many choices in between. She just doesn't want to take them. I mean, I read this type of stuff from these so-called feminists, and I scratch my head going, where did your dad and your mom go wrong with you? Where did they not teach you that you are a spectrum of things? And, oh, by the way, her other point that the definition of a wife has changed. No, it hasn't. The definition of a wife has not changed in 20 years. It won't change in 2,000 years. There's a man and a woman. When they marry, there's a husband and a wife. I don't know what you're going to call it when two guys marry. My husband and my husband. Because I've heard gay people go, well, my husband. And I'm trying to think if guys use it exclusively as husband. But it's easy to know, kind of, well, to some degree, who the wife is. On occasion, certainly in lesbian relationships, you know, there are many times you go, okay, that's the husband. Oh, yeah, that's the husband there. Because the girl looks like a dude. But I don't know whether gay women go, this is my wife, and gay guys, this is my husband. But I would suggest to both of those different groups, find different words. My husband and my life. This is my life, and you know, lesbian for L, and you know, gay, guh. Anyway, I chuckle at these people. She says this. She goes on and says, as marriage has become both more accessible and less compulsory, why does this insult still hang around? The insult being the word wifey. And why does it infuriate so acutely? I didn't realize that it did. If women had a word for husband, like, yeah, he's my, well, they say things like, he's my mule. I've heard of that. He's my mule. You know, because husbands carry all the bags when, you know, the family's packing and stuff. He's my mule. You go, okay, great. That means that she rides him hard every day and puts him up wet. I don't know, but I know this. Guys aren't sitting around going, you know, the word mule I find offensive. And of course, feminists will say, well, you don't have to do it because, you know, you rule the world. You know? Really? We rule the world? I dare you to go look at stats about men and how early we die, how much anxiety we have trying to pay bills, how many continents we've lost blood on in order to protect womankind, and on and on and on. Yeah, it's such a great thing to be a man in America. It's a great thing to be a powerful man in America, in as much as it's a great thing to be a powerful woman. But just to be a man in America, let me tell you something. I don't have a choice in it, and I don't know enough about a woman to know this for a fact. But I'll tell you this. There are times, if you were to ask me right now, Kevin, would you want to come back as a handsome dude or a beautiful woman? I might tell you, a beautiful woman. Don't talk to me about what it's like to be a man. Anyway, back to this. Throughout pop culture, she says this. For me, it's the reduction of my complex identity to a label that has the condescending, infantilizing sing-song tenor with which you might speak to a child. Wifey, baby, honey, sweetie. So it isn't just wifey she's upset with. It's all the, what they call them, pet names. All the pet names that, you know, husbands and or non-husbands give to girlfriends or wives. You know, my Uncle Larry, he called his wife Kitten. She'd probably have a problem with that.
What you doing using an animal?
Yeah, so it's the all the little pet, you know, like sweets. Would that be okay? But sweetie, what about babe? Is that okay? What about hun? But it's wifey, baby, honey, sweetie. Then she says this: throughout pop culture, there are many ways women are described as wifeys. Most significant, it is used to evaluate, a woman's narrow potential as a spouse. For example, in a Lifetime television series, Unreal, wifey is basically sexist, racist code for an upstanding young woman who looks the part, as opposed to an old sad who is somehow unworthy of being wifed up. So, as you can see from this woman, it is born of jealousy. She's talking about Lifetime TV here, okay? Lifetime TV, I don't believe, has a bunch of conservative writers, a bunch of Republicans writing their, you know, their various reality shows or whatever. So in this television series, Unreal, I need to tell you, this is Hollywood. They're talking about wifey to use her description, an upstanding young woman who looks the part of a wife. And she's mad. She says it's basically sexist, racist code. I don't even know where race comes in. Sexist and racist for somebody to say, oh, yeah, she's wifey, wife material. In communities on Facebook, there are women who actively embrace and reclaim the status with groups such as Retro Wifey, and Wifey University. So in other words, there are places out there that are extolling the virtues of women becoming wife material. The making women go from whatever the other side of this thing is and getting, quote, wifed up. This is such a deep subject, I swear. I would love to delve into this on a TV show and have people debate this. I would love to get a leftist to debate, why do you have such a problem with a woman wanting to be wifed up? With a woman wanting to opt to be wife material? She goes on to say this. Of course, wifey is just the tip of the linguistic iceberg in how we rate women's supposed qualifications for marriage. Let me just step in here for a second on behalf of men and say, hey, men, I know we're never rated with respect to being marriage material. We're just, you know, every man out there is marriage material. Yeah, we just step out of the womb into a tuxedo and have our best man ready to go. And every woman you've ever dated, yeah, she thought of you as marriage material. She thought of you as the catch, you know, the cat's meow. You were husbandy. Well, I don't know. What pet names do they have for us guys? Oh, mule. I think I started with mule, right? Oh, how about, hey, dude that picks up all the checks. Hey, guy that fixes the cars and does all the things that I don't want to do and provides and, you know, and going to be the father of my children. All, yeah, every woman you've ever dated thought of you as, you know, Gaston. Sure. No man has ever needed to be husband up. Well, let me put it to you this way. If that is indeed the case, it isn't the guy's fault. Because women can choose their mates. They don't have to choose you. I'll tell you this, when most guys go out clubbing, they're hoping that the woman goes, I like you. They don't go into the club going, let me go in here and pick one of these babes, see which one I'm going to take home. Yeah, because I'm the bad dude. I'm Mr. Husband material.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, we're talking about the term wifey. And there was an article written by a woman, obviously, who gives you the I love debating techniques. I really do. I actually study it because I think it's fascinating. And there's so much about it. It would blow your mind. In fact, we're going to start having these things called idea seminars that teach people how to think about processes differently. And not only are you going to want to go because they're going to be fun, but you're going to want to send your kids because this is a way to teach them how to critically think in all circumstances. But anyway, so we're looking at this, debating techniques and what we're going to teach in these idea seminars. And of course, there's the one that it's the false idea that there are only two choices. And so this girl essentially proposes that you're either a wife or you're, and I'm just going to use a more delicate term, you're a prostitute. You know, let's just not sugarcoat it. You're a wife or you're a slut. That's how they propose it too, by the way. That's not me making this up. Now, I'm not going to belabor the point on that because I don't want kids to be in earshot and hear the show and think of this, but that's the only way to put it. You're one or the other. You can't be anything in between. You can't be someone who's discerning in relationships, picky, etc., and, you know, looking for the right person. You can't be that. You're either one or the other. You're in the wife category or you're the other. And I just think that's a cop-out, because it gives women a false choice that you're either one or the other when there's such a spectrum of what's in between. Now, here's what she continues with, and if you want to hear what I said earlier, go back to the segment 3 in the second hour of today's show. But she says this: in my own life, I internalized the idea that I wasn't cut out to be a spouse because of how men treated me, and in parentheses, and how I let them treat me as the wild party girl who wasn't looking for commitment. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second, because I want you to understand this is a woman who says, I knew I wasn't cut out to be a spouse because of how men treated me. And then she puts correctly how I let them treat me. But that's the critical part of this. She says, she's saying, I'm a wild party girl. I put myself out there as that, and men responded. Well, whose fault is it? And for the record, it's not like she's crying that they did things to her that she didn't want. She put herself out. This is who I am. I'm a party girl. I'm not looking for commitment. Boom. And then she finds herself in the category where people go, not wife material. No, because people don't want. I mean, I want you just to consider a girl and, you know, of ill repute, who is on the college campus in her town, and everybody knows she was the easiest girl on campus. And then some bumpkin comes along and goes, hey, I like Gina. She's a beautiful girl. I'm going to marry her. People are going, dude, that's not wife material. That's not wife material. Explaining to him, be sure you've done your homework here. Now, that being said, if he loves her despite whatever her reputation is, good for him. But don't make any mistake about it. She put herself in that category. That is the nature of the beast. Anyway, she says, I even recall my recent memoir, Unwifeable. When the New York Post published the first person essay about the book, the eye-popping headline read, my epic bender of drugs, booze, and sex led to a happy marriage. I couldn't help but laugh at the brutal juxtaposition of facts. Who could believe that such a train wreck like me could land a man? That's exactly my point. There are guys out there that they've got train wreck lives. They're looking for people like her who are just as disturbed as they are, and those, they get together. And if she really believes that it's a happy marriage, congratulations. I hope it is. I don't wish her any bad luck. But the idea, and I think what she's trying to say is, I didn't think of myself as wifey material, but I got married. Congratulations. So do most non-wifeys. And that's the problem I have with the article, is she's got a problem with people being considered wifey, meaning they elevate themselves to making it easy, to finding the right guy. She got married, but she's never been wifey material. You get it? That's her problem. I can never achieve this category because I didn't do the things that led to the definition of that. Wifey, according to the Urban Dictionary, is this: a real lady. Not your only, but your favorite. Different from them hood rats. That's exactly how they wrote it. Different from them hood rat chicks. Wife material. And what makes this woman mad is there's a category and she can't achieve it. She's a wife, but she can't be a wifey. She was never a wifey, even though she made it to wife. What I'm trying to do is put you in the head of how leftists think. They don't want a category that they can't achieve, so they have to tear it down. It wasn't worth it. I hate that term. Why? Because I could never be it. Another person writes this as the article. A plain definition of wifey is a woman that is in a serious relationship with a man. The relationship is so serious that the man considers her to be wife material. See, what's interesting about this is the non-wifey, she can be in relationships with men, but they don't see her that way. They see it as, I'm spending time, I'm waiting for wifey material to come. But the other woman, she's called wifey because they may not be married, but they act married, they feel married, everybody sees them as married because she's wife material. And he's not biding his time. He's just like, hey, we're going to put it together. It could be financial. It could be, you know, they're waiting on somebody to get on insurance. I mean, there's a variety of reasons. But even the author of that particular article, this one was written much earlier than the other, says, honestly, the term is BS. I hate it with all of my being and more. And to be quite frank, I don't ever hate anything because it goes against the person I am. Hence, the idiocy that comes with this term. Now, let's define the term a little more so that our generation can rethink its usage. Another feminist, mad because she can't qualify as wifey material. So she goes on to write this. So wifey is a new term to describe a girl that is of wife material. She has goals. She is driven. And most of all, she is loyal. Basically, she portrays most, if not all, the characteristics and qualities of a wife. What could be wrong with that? Absolutely nothing, she writes. In fact, there is no problem with this newly invented term. The issue lies deep within the people that use it, for they, being the current male population, often misuse the term for a young woman that is too naive. Let me put this in perspective, she writes. A young couple has been seeing each other for some time now. They go out, they have fun, they're intimate. The young man labels the girl he sees as wifey to all of his friends, meaning she displays relationship qualities even though they are far from dating and probably won't ever. She is not what men would define her as. And she uses different terms that I don't want to use on the show, but a thought, which I don't even know what that is. And then the other one is, I'll use witch, and you'll know what I'm talking about. But he says, but to say the least, it is a pathetic compliment to a young woman. But even still, there comes disappointment with the way the young man will use the term. For instance, as he continues to see his wifey, he will also continue to sleep around with other girls because he's technically not tied down just to her. He does so because he receives all the relationship benefits with this young woman, but he doesn't have to put in the effort for anything else. Now, this is a woman who's making this assumption, which is okay, fine. But she also, she virginizes the woman in the relationship, saying she's exclusive to the guy. Do we know this? Can wifey not be seeing two or three guys? Spike Lee made a movie about it. She's got to have it. A girl who saw three different men because they all display qualities of a husband that she liked. But so it's a flip-sided argument that says this is the way the man is treating her as she's treating the man this particular way. All wifeys are not, you know, settled down with the men that they're with necessarily. That's not true. But what it is, and I'm telling you, you can read between the lines as these people write these articles, these feminists, they're so upset that somebody can get into a category that they can't, or can walk that, straddle that fine line. And then they do it under the protection. Well, I'm only doing this to protect these naive women that get called wifey, and they don't understand that that is a slur. That is something that they don't want to be. Really? I mean, I read you the definition in Urban Dictionary. A lady, somebody that a dude sees as wife material. That is the highest honor. And women don't like it. Feminists hate it. I love this last part. All in all, the term coined as wifey is not necessarily a negative thing. I believe the literal meaning is admirable and is supposed to target women with self-confidence, worth, and independence. However, I found that most of this generation has devalued the word. Consequently, to notion a woman as wifey is disrespectful. I disagree. I wonder what you think. Give us a ring, get in contact with us. Let me know.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.